track three, more news stories. This is an appeal for volunteer hospital companions. Once a week, Eileen Engelman can be found serving hot meals, chatting and playing bingo with patients at Newton Abbott Community Hospital. As one of eight mealtime companions, Eileen provides a lifeline to people who may need help eating and drinking or just want someone to talk to while they're being cared for in hospital. Mealtime companions are volunteers who help out at breakfast, lunch and dinner time, offering practical help to make sure people are able to eat their meals. They also provide social support by talking and listening to people to help their mental health and well-being, which plays a huge benefit in people's recovery. Eileen, who used to be a nurse, has been a mealtime companion for several years. She said, "It's a wonderful thing to do and a real highlight of my week. I love meeting new people and knowing I'm playing a part in someone's care and recovery. Sometimes it's just telling people what's on their plate, prompting them and putting food on their fork to help them eat, and for someone to know that I'm here if they need me. We talk about lots of things and I always end my shift with a huge sense of satisfaction, which means the world to me." Irene McClellan, Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust's Mealtime Enhancement Lead, said companions like Eileen play an important role in hospital patients' recovery. "Our mealtime companions are our unsung heroes, and by spending time with our patients, give our nurses and healthcare assistants time to provide other care to people who need it. Our volunteers play a major part in helping to make our hospital a more friendly and comfortable environment, and we do need more mealtime companions to help us to support our patients at mealtimes. You don't need to have any experience. We will provide full training." Well, I guess this is not something for most of you, our listeners, but if you know someone who might want to help in this way, the contact for the volunteering team is the following telephone number: 01803 656 272. That's the volunteering team on 01803 856 272.
Overboard drama for Atlantic rowers. There was drama on the high seas on Sunday when a Tynmouth team rowing across the Atlantic capsized, sending a man overboard. Team All Mighty Mates to Sea, which is made up of Tynmouth water sports instructor Tim Cox and friend Andy Purvis, left La Gomera in the Canary Islands last Wednesday in the world's toughest row transatlantic challenge. The race started a day early due to the incoming bad weather, and teams headed as far south as they could to avoid the worst conditions. However, as expected, the team have faced huge waves in the strong winds. After 237 miles of rowing, drama struck. "We had a knockdown after being hit by a large wave and we endured a full rollover. Andy was briefly swept overboard before climbing back in," Tim reported. All competitors in the event must be attached to the boat whenever they are on deck, and teams train extensively in safety protocols. In fact, Tim has been providing safety instruction as well as weather routing services to participants in the race since 2012. While Tim sounded a little shaken and Andy said that the swim was pretty dramatic at the time, both competitors are safe and well. "It's all part of the race," Tim said. "It's a little different when it happens to you for real," he added. However, communications with the boat remain intact and otherwise all seems well, the team said. Tim and Andy have another 2,404 miles left to row over the next 35 to 45 days. The pair hope their endeavour will raise vital funds for two charities, Dementia UK and child bereavement charity Abigail's Footsteps. Donations can be made via their Just Giving page.
Church lights up with a tree festival. A tremendous display of decorated and brightly lit Christmas trees were on display in St Gregory's Church in Dawlish last week. Community groups, schools and charities all put their decorating skills to good use at this year's annual tree festival. Dawlish Mayor Councillor Lynn Goodman-Bradbury opened the event on December the 12th and took time to tour with the trees along with the local town crier Bob Graham and his wife Heather. The festival also included the annual Charity Christmas Festival concert, which took place on Saturday afternoon. We were treated to 21 carols and Christmas songs from seven fantastic choirs, finishing with a mass rendering of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, said a spokesman for St Gregory's. It was a truly superb concert, and we would like to thank all those who took part and all those who came to support the singers and the fantastic charities, Dawlish Community Transport and Homelessness in Teignbridge Support. And there are some lovely pictures of trees with various baubles, a photo of some of the singers with beautifully decorated tinsel stands and a photograph of the town crier and his wife, all in their full ceremonial regalia.
On a less happy note, firefighters from Teignbridge tackled a blaze involving a furnace in a warehouse in Newton Abbot last Friday, the 13th of December. Crews from Newton Abbot, Ashburton, Bubby Tracy, Paynton, Torquay and Danes Castle were called to the fire at the commercial premises in Ford Road on the Brunel Industrial Estate just after 6 p.m. The fire involved the extraction unit of a furnace, which spread to the flue and part of the structure of the building. The fire was, however, fully extinguished. The cause was accidental and duty of care was handed back to the on-site staff.
Students' engineering experience on the railway. 4 Year 12 students from South Devon UTC in Newton Abbot saw behind the scenes how the rail network runs. The students completed a 3-day work placement with Network Rail, giving them a chance to take part in some hands-on learning with one of the UK's leading infrastructure organisations. The students are all studying at the college's Faculty of Engineering, and their placement began with a trip to Bristol Templemead Station. They visited several key projects, including the roof project and the eastern entrance project. During their time, they gained a deeper understanding of the complexities involved in rail infrastructure development. The group then travelled to Dawlish to walk through different phases of the Dawlish Sea Wall project and onto the Exeter Great Western Railway train depot for a tour where they learned all about day-to-day operations. The final day of the placement will involve a trip to Newquay Station for a full viewing of track and civil works during a blockade, followed by a visit to St Erth for a site tour of the footbridge project. Dan Parks, Principal Portfolio Manager with Network Rail's Integrated Infrastructure Team, praised the group, calling them the best group of students we've ever had. The 4 students shared their excitement after the experience, with one already expressing interest in pursuing a career with Network Rail once he completes his studies. Claire Plum, head teacher at South Devon UTC, said, "This has been an incredible opportunity for our students to get a behind-the-scenes look at the rail infrastructure industry. I'm so proud the group impressed their mentors with their professionalism and enthusiasm throughout the placement."